This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at canada-info.ca or cfur.ca. We're catching up with Cindy Heitman, recently named CNC or the College of New Caledonia's CEO and president. Just a few weeks on the job, she's hitting the ground running. It's a pretty big deal as far as the symbolism and significance of the institution in stating its first female president. What do you think that really means?
It means that tremendous progress has been made in terms of gender equities, to realize that this organization's been open for over 50 years, and I am the first female to be hired in the leadership role, is something that is just a deep honor. I think what makes it even more significant for me personally is that I'm from this community and I'm from the North. So not only am I the first female, I'm also from the community. And it really signals that there have been some changes in terms of the gender inequities, and that women are moving into these roles on a more regular occurrence. And I look forward to leading the college with my perspective.
And this is an ongoing challenge. On one hand, this is a significant marker. It's a big milestone. And on the other hand, it's about time. 50 years into the existence of the institution, you think it would have happened by now. But we are here now. And that carries weight. And you are of the North as well. Not only are you from Northern BC, you're also an alumni of CNC itself, no?
That is correct. I attended this college my first 2 years following graduation from secondary school.
Fantastic. Oh, and were you going to high school here in Prince George and then advanced into CNC? Or how did that trajectory work for you? What was your educational path?
My educational path is right here in Prince George. I attended school K-12. Here, I graduated from what's now known Chastity Kelly Road and transitioned right away into CNC.
CNC now versus CNC then, as we just mentioned, it has evolved a lot over time. What are some current challenges the institution is facing? What do you want to tackle?
Do you know, I think for me, it's really looking at how CNC is unique to other post-secondary colleges, given the fact that we are in the North. We're an urban setting with regional campuses in some of the smaller communities, and education in the North looks very different than education in the Lower Mainland or the Okanagan. We face different types of challenges in terms of our unique geography, but also are our programs relevant to what's happening here in the North? And that's something that we're thinking a lot about. We also are looking quite deeply into Indigenous education and the calls to action and the action plan for DRIPA in British Columbia. And specifically, how do we decolonize and indigenize post-secondary so that our programs are accessible for all, and really looking at how do we support Indigenous learners. We do know that international education is something that is being spoken about a lot, both at the provincial and federal level. It's important that we continue to represent Canada in the way that we're welcome and inclusive, but it does bring some different challenges in the sense of equity, diversity, inclusion, and belonging, and ensuring that we have the right supports and programs for students who are attending here from another country. Kind of exciting if you think about that. These students have an opportunity to come and learn here in Canada, and how do we make that the best experience we can for them?
I imagine there's quite a few obstacles in the way of having equal opportunity for everybody and advancing equity, so everybody actually has that equal access to education. What do you feel are perhaps the most significant obstacles in actually delivering these goals you just mentioned?
And that's something I'm still really exploring. I've only been here for in the president title. Now I'm starting my third week, but I can look at it from a systems point of view and from other experiences. I think sometimes we have some ways of doing things in our system that can ultimately be barriers. How do we communicate what we're trying to share? How do we offer instruction so that it's equitable for those who are able to be on a campus, but for those who aren't? Then you have the, if you're choosing to go to an electronic type of learning experience, how do we ensure that we've got great connectivity so that students can access that information? And how do we respect and respond to the cultural expectations of learners from different cultures and communities? And I think those are some places that we can start, just asking some questions. How do we create that space so that everybody feels like they belong and can contribute to the CNC community? So these are just some of the big questions we're asking right now. More to come as I spend a bit more time here.
It sounds ambitious. The College of New Caledonia has had a relatively steady change of leadership over the past 4 years following Henry Reiser. And since then, I believe there's been two presidents. How long do you feel it takes to instate the changes you want to make? And do you think you'll be around long enough to see those changes through?
For me, I mean, I've lived in this community my whole life. I have no intention of leaving, you know, barring anything disastrous happening in my life. But to make the kinds of changes, when you're looking at organizational change, it takes years for that to happen. Your first few years are really about mobilizing, relationship building, creating communities to do this work. I truly believe I don't change things unless I know they can be sustainable. So whatever happens as the college goes forward, will those continue after I leave? And it takes time for that to happen. My plan is to see things through until I know that it is in a place of sustainability and that it will continue to grow, thrive, and flourish after my departure. I don't know how long that will take, but it will take some time.
What are your long-term aspirations, plans for the college?
Do you know, I'm a huge believer in the college, and I'm a huge believer in staying in the North. My long-term aspirations, if I could, you know, have something to measure my success, it would be that we have a vibrant, thriving learning community that meets the needs of people living in the North, where everybody walks into our buildings, whether they're the main campus here or a regional campus, and can see themselves reflected in that environment from a cultural perspective. Are we really making gains in Indigenous education and seeing representation in the field and even within our own walls of students who identify as Indigenous? Do we create spaces for inclusion? And that includes, you know, students with diverse learning abilities as well. And how do our programs really meet the needs in the North? Are we, you know, staying current with economic development, with trends? That's how I will see it as successful.
I'm curious about your mentorship. Are you able to pick anybody who kind of helped bring you to the space you're in now, where you are comfortable leading, being a leader of the community and of the organization itself?
Throughout my career, I have always been very involved in community. I've also been really involved in provincial associations and really focused and dedicated to my own professional learning. In my previous role, I worked with a mentor for 5 years on leadership development, and that's something I believe in now. I'm continuing to seek out mentorship and work closely with the BC colleges to help me with that, as well as working with other local presidents to help transition me from the K-12 sector into the post-secondary sector. Always look for opportunities to practice my leadership in different situations and scenarios, and it helps build my ability to be adaptive to the environment that I'm working in. I think it's really important for me to continue to grow my skills. And once I'm in an environment, for whatever that is, I look to develop the skills that are going to help me be successful. And I will seek out a mentor who can help me do that.
Thank you. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a really good week as the semester begins to wrap up.
Yes, it does. I'm looking forward to the start of a new semester. There's always some excitement that comes with that.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at canada-info.ca or cfur.ca.